Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like your candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down into me. Direct all my actions eternally.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Block Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc., or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul.
It's great to be back. Well, we had a really magical week last week. I don't know if you were here, but we had Miss Magical as our special guest. And today we're going to have not just a Dutch treat, but we're going to have a double Dutch treat, because we have Marika all the way from Holland, and our special guest, Sension, is also from Holland, and he's a really brilliant poet. So he's going to be reciting some of his lovely poetry later on. Are you there, Marika?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh,
hello, everybody. Welcome.
We also have Gary from the United States. Are you there, Gary?
Hello, everyone. Hi, Jen. Hi, Marika. We have a double Dutch treat today. We are in for a double Dutch treat.
That's what I said.
Looking forward to it. And yeah, my dear little brother, Sension, is on here today. It's good to hear you're on with us today, too.
Hello, Gary. Yes. Hello, Marika. Hello, Jen and Hal. Mm-hmm. All the people in the chat. Hello.
Hi, Sension. Great
yes,
to have you.
We have 26 therapists here at the moment, ready to send out the love, light, and healing, as we do every week. But
absolutely,
we're going to do a song first, aren't we? When you don't light your candles yet, but make sure you've got candles and a little bit of stuff to light, you know, the nice smelling stuff, incense. I've got some Nag Champa here burning away. It smells gorgeous. And in the meantime, we're going to play a lovely song by Stevie Wonder. And it's called Love Light. Because our theme is love, light, and abundance.
Wonderful.
And we've got Manifesting Deb here tonight as well, manifesting her abundance. Let's hope we all are. Well, we are.
That's it.
Stevie Wonder, Love Light.
I hope that everybody is shaking it a little bit loose to concentrate now on our beautiful show, Ascension. And before we go further, I would like to copy and paste the link in the chat room. And it is from Deborah. It's the angelic message of abundance. And I would like to ask you to preload the link and turn the volume down and press the pause player and then put a pause in the chat, please, when you're ready. And in the meanwhile, we're going to talk to Sention. So how are you, Sention?
I'm doing fine. I'm laughing all around the room. So Yeah, I was going to talk about what I'm going to do. I'm going to just share some poetry. But first, I've been on your show before, right? And I did a sort of guided meditation then. And I scuffled through all of my papers in this chaotic mess I have that's called a room. And I found it again. So, I have that for you.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, you were on, what was it, among one of the first shows, weren't you?
Yeah, I
don't know. It was like a long time ago. Maybe
second or
year.
Third show, I think. I think it was the next came a co-host.
Yeah, I think it was the third show.
I believe it was,
Three is a magic
anyway, this is, well, we're in week 32 this week. Can you believe that?
Week 32.
It's flown.
Also, yeah. I just wanted to mention really quickly, we did the interview, Kimberly and I did the interview with Keisha Crowther earlier today, and it went amazingly well. She is a beautiful spirit, and you will hear more about it on our show tomorrow. So I just wanted to let everyone know that because everyone was wondering about it. So I just wanted to mention that really quick.
Sounds brilliant.
Thank you.
We shall copy and paste the link in the chat room. On the end of the show for everybody, so you can find it, the show
okay.
that Gary talks about. Okay?
We can do that. Okay.
So, Ascension.
Am I missing something?
I heard you talking about the sound and the silence that will bring us...
Yeah,
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I wanted to start. I didn't know there was a theme, so I had already created something, and if there's time in the end, I will share it. But I just found like the theme can also be, and it's always, I mean, sound and silence, because what are we doing right now? We are listening and talking. And there's much more to what you hear than just the letters or the words or the sounds. And it's quite amazing how we just experience it as being normal. I mean, a baby cannot talk, yet he's profoundly wise. So, yeah.
I love that. There is so much more to that than we really have acknowledged, you know. It's a whole vibration behind the things we say, right?
Yeah, yeah, completely true.
Yeah.
Because I sometimes think, like, why is my poetry so, well, you know, why is it so catchy? But I don't know. I follow my heart and I flow it out. You know, a lot of people can write poetry. So it's more like how I use silence and sound, maybe. But then again, anyone can do this. I mean, I'm not so special or something. I am one, but everyone is one. So, yeah. Okay, everyone is special. So that includes me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to share one of your lovely poems now?
Yeah, I have a short one. I can do a short one.
Okay.
It's a good one to get started for all people. Everybody got questions.
I love it.
Start with a good focus. Okay, here goes.
Okay.
Should I ask? Should I ask? Or shall I focus? I know my task is to be a lotus, with my feet rooted in the mud, and the water body in bliss. Energy flows through my blood, there where oxygen is never missed. It is all to channel this energy through, making zero energy flourish in its annul state and exist in full too.
That's beautiful.
Yes, I always have to take a pause after it. I tend to just talk over it, but silence is very important. So. You're welcome.
It is. Thank you, Sensan. I love your stuff. I always have.
Oh. Me too. Sounds kind of silly, but it's good for me to say that, you know. Because you have to love yourself. That's one of the key factors
that
we as humans miss.
Of course.
Sometimes. So,
yeah.
Oh, ik moet even Jivanda ook even blij maken. We zouden een beetje Nederlands praten. Hallo, Marieke.
Ja, hallo. Hallo, Jivanda. We zullen even Nederlands voor je praten.
No.
Maar dan verstaan die anderen er allemaal helemaal niks van. Dat vind ik een beetje jammer. So, okay, yeah. I shall translate it immediately because I feel sorry for my friends when they don't understand what we are saying. So,
no,
okay, I'm going to run that through Google. I'm going to run that through Google Voice Translate and find out.
Oh, you can do that. We just say
we're
hello.
We're going to have Jivanda phoning in a little bit later after the meditation, shall we? After we've closed the chakras again. Jivanda can phone in
wonderful.
And the three of you can speak Dutch. How about that? And the rest of us can just guess.
Yeah.
What we are talking.
Okay. We'll just sit back with our blinkers on and blink.
Yeah.
And just
listen
to the vibration.
Aren't we? We're going to do the meditation that you've got from Devora. Beautiful YouTube meditation.
Yeah.
If everybody gets the links set up.
Does everybody have...
Everyone click the link.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm ready.
Send us your heart.
Send up the heart. Click the link. Mute the sound. Pause the player and send up a heart. You guys know the drill.
Yeah.
There's my ticket right there.
Here we go.
Ezra says, the poem in the Dutch.
Yeah. I wish that... that everybody was ready, you know, in the Netherlands. Sentinel and me talked about it, but in English, then all countries can understand it, so it's better. Otherwise, we should speak Dutch, yes. Okay, I see a lot of us, and I love that. So I'm going to do the countdown.
Okay.
And then we see this beautiful meditation of Deborah and... I like to say a special thanks to SourceVibrations.com for sharing all the beautiful solfeggio music with us.
Thank you, Rhea.
But they always thank you, darlings. We love you. Here we go.
Yes.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Enjoy it.
Abundance is a means of shifting your inner and outer living into recognizable accomplishment, success, well-being, satisfaction, health, and a mutual exchange with the human and natural systems that have partnered your advancement is your birthright. You have a vision for your life that has grown from your heart and from your spirit, a vision that tells you that you are a child of the universe and are meant to grow in love, wisdom, and a cooperative attitude. You are meant to use your creativity, imagination, and abilities to the fullest extent in order to create a magnificent earth home for you, those you love, and all the human beings and creatures in your planetary family. You live in and with abundance when you accept the power of love to heal, transform, and create. Love is energy, and so when you invoke love for yourself, for others, and for the earth, you bring universal energy into focus for specific manifestations, tangible materials, and events. Those who will be successful in creating and maintaining material advantage in the upcoming years are those to whom advantage over others means nothing. You will be coming into opportunities for specific financial advantages, and these will cause you to see how to reach out to accept these opportunities. Do you reach out only with your ego, which has its own needs to be met? Or are you reaching to accept abundance so that you will have extra in order to return some to the natural sources from which your wealth has come? When money, position, or other material advantages are offered, look beneath the surface of success, profit, or an important job title to see if abundance is truly present. Does the person you are doing business with, or do the circumstances from which you are hoping to make money, comply with the principles of universal abundance, to take only what is required in order to live reasonably upon the earth, to use all human and natural resources for the benefit of all, and to proceed in all activities with a reverence for all life? If you accept this opportunity, through which physical resources of all kinds can flow, will you be free to express your gratitude and appreciation through a greater spiritual commitment to those who are still in need? Abundance is a state of mind that leads to physical manifestation of physical resources. But more important, abundance is a state of spirit that initially awakens the mind to its creative possibilities. You are being led toward abundant thinking, feeling, loving, and participating in life so that you will be in a position to encourage holism in every form, wherever you find it. The guidance coming to you is that of the fluid beauty of spiritual conviction. Allow it to manifest into multiple channels that will benefit you and many other living things. You are being asked to accept that in the future on your planet, those who successfully draw resources into manifestation will be those with a meaningful vision from which many avenues of success will flow. The universe blesses the use of resources to support all living things equally. You will find increasing success coming to you so that you are in a better position to feed the same success back to others in order to encourage and heal them. Thank you.
Now it's time for our candle ceremony. I always light incense first because it purifies the atmosphere before we invite the angelic realm. But we light our candles to signify that we're a circle of love and light and healing. And also, because as you know, fire is a very powerful tool. Fire, along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals even better. And as you know, as usual, our goals are to send love, light and healing out to all mankind, to Mother Earth, to the nature wave. And let us focus also on the oil slick in the Gulf. So if you've lit your candles, we're going to ask for the assistance of the angelic realm. And because the energy in the ancient names of the angels, and three is the sacred number that maximizes this energy, we're going to say the names three times. Archangel Michael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love, light and protection in the name of divine truth, in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, 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 we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind and all around the world. In divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Also, Sananda Jesus and the Magdalene energies, please be with us now. Thank you. We're in the divine presence of the angelic realm. They're the enlightened beings who help us to do whatever mission we've come to do on this earth. And we will ask that they close around our circle of love, light and healing, along with our guides and inspirers and guardian angels to assist us, and our 35 therapists who are in the chat room to send out the healing. And before we bring Ascension on to do his meditation, we'd like to ask that Marika does the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you, Shana. So now that we are all in our circle, I would like to ask you to focus and listen to the mantra and send the energy so that it gets more power. Here we go. Dearest Ray Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
what an amazing situation. And this just comes out of the blue right now, from inside of me to you. Thank you. So, what I would like you to do now is relax your body from head to toes. If you feel any tension somewhere, just release. And now, close your eyes and follow my voice as it flows and goes alive. Visualize your higher self as a bright ball of light, brightest you can imagine, and then even more bright. It is located just above your third eye, about 1 foot diagonally outside of your head. Start to listen to it and feel it as it becomes a part of an inner conversation. Really feel comfortable with it, him or her, all depending on how you experience this communion. To me, it truly is a communion, as in a combined union. Now, as you grow into unity with this divine tool of healing, wisdom, and energy, you start to direct it, since you are the one in full control of this process. See how you can witness your entire body of light vibrating on different frequencies and in different colors. Perhaps you even see it glowing and start to feel the radiation that comes from it. That's what we call an aura. Now, ask of your higher self to execute a checkup on all of your chakras and ask him to send extra healing there where it is needed. Now, I would advise you to really take the time with this, as it may take a while, and remember, silence can heal very much. Now, as you start to feel more balanced and focused, start to enjoy this visualization experience. It is all playing, all fun and games. And see where in this fun and games it else may lead you to. What next destination it reaches you. See, this is a creative process. So all is possible, and most of all, allowed. No right, no wrong, just be. Are you having fun? I hope so. Okay, well, after a while, you can come back into focus and ask of your aura that it may be restored to its healthy and radiating position, that it is resilient enough to withstand all negative influences from outside, and open enough for the positive vibration of love to enter into your entire being. Through your pores, down into your heart. Around us, and supports this whole matrix that we are sustaining and creating as co-creators of love. Co-creator of love. Co. Creator of love. Now, thank your higher self and all else from whom you felt that they have helped you. I feel your gratitude. I catch it up in a cup and I start to drink from it. Thank you, Divine, for giving me the words to speak, the love to reach out to all of you. You see, nothing is everything in this space. Inside is where I reside, always, always, always. My smile could turn the world on fire. It would be burning right now. Thank you. This is love of sound. And I don't need to read anymore because it just comes from within. See, I am the love that I am in. And this I am is what you are too. I am is a very, very powerful tool. I am the bliss, the peace, the joy. Feels like Christmas and you just get a toy. See, I'm also playing with my mind. And I check up with my heart to find the love that I explain outside. And I still got my eye closed. I myself thank my higher self. Itunsha, a spiritual dog. And I thank Krishna or God or Jehovah. Or Allah, or the great nameless one, however he may be called, she, whatever, I know that he can hear everything I say. In fact, he is inside all the time. And also inside of you. watching, listening, giving you these ideas, share with the world. Let this world, a new day will come, that's for sure. And now, with this love, you too can be the one that cured of this dis-ease that the media and all other things put onto you. Just be in your own center and let go of all else that come. You came in this life with all that you need. All. And now, I pronounce these words, you can be able to receive the wisdom from within your own soul. See, I'm just a guider, pointer, will. But for the rest, you have to do all that you want to fulfill your destiny. And your destiny, that's to be just like me, in one love. Such simple words, but so profound. Love. Drifting along as the guitar plays these different notes in this song, I feel my heart dancing, and just to give you some small reminder, you can always return to this place. Always return and remember the love space here, the heart of creation. The center of it all. Just like I am. So, that's why I know that this time it cannot be stalled. Because I have felt it. I have dealt it. And now, I'm letting it all become. Heart to the chest. You can see. Within. Within words. Within sound. Within silence. Within light. Within love. Within all. And yet none. Because it emanates from deep within you. Then again. It is found all around you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. the name of love, life, and eternal abundance. This is very alive. I am alive, that is alive. I just speak and reach these words from my inner side. And about the music, I ask for it to be played, but I know what it did with me when I heard it the first day. It opened my eyes, it opened my mind, and most of all, it opened my heart. Bless you.
Thank you.
Right now, it's time to close the chakras for the people who would like to. Thank you, Sentin. That was absolutely beautiful. One of the most beautiful live meditations I've heard. Thank you.
And I thank you for allowing me to express myself.
It was wonderful. Thank you. Some people like to close the chakras and other people don't. So for the people who want to do, this is for you. We pretend we have doors and we go to the top of the head, closing that door. Then down to the third eye, closing that door. Then to the throat chakra, closing that door. To the heart chakra, closing that one. And down to the solar plexus, closing that one. Down to the navel, closing that door, and down to the base chakra, closing that door. Also down to the feet chakra. You can leave all the chakras open to just the amount you feel comfortable, and especially the feet chakra, because you need to be kept grounded and secured to Mother Earth while you're in a physical body. Then we bring the love and light back up through the chakras, up to the crown, and we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of purple light until next time we meet, or until next time you meditate. And he's taking you by the hand and putting you into the pyramid, which is an ancient Egyptian construction. You can construct it around yourselves, around your families, around your house, around your universe. And it's very protective. is taking you by the hand now, putting you into the pyramid and sealing it at the top with a blue light, keeping you safe and secure. Thank you, Michael, and thank you to the rest of the angelic realm for being here to help us today. We hope that being in the archives, for people listening in the archives. Thank you. And thank you, Sentien, for that wonderful meditation. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. Before I started, I asked to be helped, you know, and just guided. And guess what? No.
Oh.
I'm honored, okay?
Oh. Would you like to read some poetry now?
Yeah,
this
if
music
it's possible. No, it's okay. I wrote something specially for today, actually, you know? For you, for the healing fountain. So.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. I'll just start, right? Okay.
Yes, just start when you're ready.
Drops of water falling from the sky. Blessed by heaven as they fall and fly. It's a fountain of love that sprouts from these words. Every sound being comes alive, living in the pack and mingling in the herd. It looks out for freedom, feeling trapped inside. Context and rules, laws and lines. See, the silence produces all vibrations when it is heard. Just like the color white pertains all others. This here in the now is an attempt to become the fool of the deck. Stand out while running straight through all other cards when dealt with. In fact, I reach from my within to that there outside. What can aid you in living in the fullness of life? Become the center of your being, being constantly entered and sometimes even reprimanded by that what you are seeing. See, it is all actually created inside. All that creation is, it is embedded into this one life. See, I have waited patiently and witnessed this imminent one survive. All that we experience and go through enriches us with light. So let it shine and find the side that is here in the now, and this is how the speed of light exists.
Wow. If you wrote that especially for us, we're honored.
I wrote that for
that was beautiful.
I can only smile.
I'd like a copy of that, please, if I could.
Yeah, I can prove it, because the date says 3/5/2010, and we say differently in America, that will be 5/3/2010, you know? So I have proof. No, I don't need proof. I am already. So.
No.
You don't need proof. That is beautiful. Thank
yeah,
you.
It was. And I think we're going to have Jivanda phoning in, aren't we?
But I think that I want to say something first. I like to say something first to Sentient, because I don't know the saying in English. But well, het kwartje is gewoon gevallen, jongen.
Okay, the quarter fell. So it's like a coin that goes into your mind and ding, 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 ding.
Penny
and
dropped. We say the penny dropped.
Oh, the
penny
drop. Penny
drop.
Or the lights. What we say is the lights came on.
Yeah, lights came on as well.
The lights came on. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's not only for me, but for a lot of people. So I feel deeply gratitude to you for you, Sentient. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So, and now we have Jivanda, I think. Are you there?
Yeah,
Jivanda?
Hello. Hello. This is
a
surprise for all the English speakers.
We have a triple Dutch treat now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually,
woo-hoo.
A quadro, because I also got Nadine here with me.
Oh. Brilliant.
And
I
just wanted to surprise all the English speakers here. You know, we just don't make it a problem to listen to another language all the time for years already. Dus we gaan nu even Nederlands praten. Wat vind je ervan? Sinds je hebt het fantastisch gedaan. Ik vind het geweldig.
Ja, graag gedaan. Mm. Het is een eer, echt een eer.
Ja.
Een wat?
Een
eer.
Ja, en dan praat ik Nederlands en begrijp je het nog niet. Dat is
ja.
Oké, ik kan gewoon bijna niet Nederlands praten, want ik vind het zo gek dat we nog niet bestaan, weet je.
Nee, dat klopt. Maar we hadden ook afgesproken van, we doen het maar eventjes. En dan gaan we maar weer over op Engels. Hè? Want dat zou zielig zijn voor al die andere gebruikers, voor al die andere users hier.
Oh, that's okay. A sound people in the chat room for you when we talk Dutch. Can you say it to me? Because
I think they hear all the time.
Yeah.
It sounds quite German. Isn't it? It's quite a Germanic language, isn't it?
Nein, Deutsch.
Nein, das sound
nicht German. I love what Miss Magical just said. We can understand the two.
Yes, that's it.
Yes.
We can understand the two, yeah.
We understand the two.
It's all love, indeed.
It's all love. Yes, it is.
Yeah, we can also speak German, so no problem.
What can be done?
German sounds a bit more harsh. That is what I hear from other people of other languages. So.
Yeah, you still remember Hitler. No, that's not nice.
It is.
Oh, I can be frank, right?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
It's just not nice for neighbors. You know, they're all beings of light and they all have their place in existence. So I honor them. Okay.
Of course.
Of course. Yeah. And Nadine, she is originally Dutch, but she lives in South Africa and speaks English all the time. Don't you, Nadine?
Yeah, practically. I do not speak Afrikaans much.
Hey, Nadine, leuk om je te horen.
Ja, wie is dat?
Leuk om je stem. Ik ben Marieke. Maar leuk om je stem te horen.
Ja.
Wat leuk om je stem te horen. Hartstikke leuk.
Ja, dat maakt het
Wat zeg je?
Is Michael speaking Dutch as well?
Who, Michael?
In the chat room, he's putting dank je wel.
Yes.
Is that Dankeschön sort of thing?
Yeah. Dankeschön is the, that is German.
German for thank you. Yeah.
What I can understand is
thank you well.
The thing that the question that's always bothered me has been, if you guys live in Holland, except with the exception of you, Nadine, if you guys live in Holland and you speak Dutch, I don't understand that. Why don't you speak Hollandish?
We speak Nederlands. So we call our country, we call it, lowland. Sort of, you know, Nader means low
speak,
and land.
Yeah, when you live in Dutch land, you're speaking German, which I don't get.
we call Germany Deutschland. Yeah.
Yeah, Dutchland.
That's not Dutch.
You speak Dutch in Holland.
Sorry.
What you call America? You call America the United States, and you speak.
I call it Coloradish. I speak Coloradish.
Coloradish. Okay.
So came up with
also
this idea anyway.
It's
I just wondered that.
Speaking it as well.
How did they come up with this?
Well, I know for a fact that long ago, Germany and Holland were just like one, I think. I mean, we have our folk song and we say, we are of German blood. Ben ik van Duitse bloed. Am I of German blood? You know, so that was...
Actually, it is from... Van Dietzen blood. Before in Holland we spoke Dietz, and that's something different from Duits, but it is very much. It was very much related at the time, but it differed afterwards. You know, so now we speak Nederlands here in Holland, and in the Netherlands. And in Germany, they speak German, and we call it Duits. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's to make it easy for everyone to understand.
Yeah, and you cannot speak Fries, right?
No, I can understand it, but not really speak it. I can count in Friesian. Jene, twa, drie, fjoure, vijf, zes, zeven, acht, negen, tien.
I don't even understand that.
No, that sounds Swedish.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. I'm so confused.
It's a Slavian language, actually. It's not a Germanic language, but no, Norse. What is Norse in English? In English?
Danish.
Norse.
Is it Danish?
Norse. Norse. Norway, from Norway. The
Norway,
there.
Yeah.
Norwegian.
Yeah, Norwegian and Swedish and Danish are Germanic languages, but the Finnish is quite different. It's another language group.
Telepathy is
best. Interesting.
Telepathy is the very best. That's right. All the rest of it is just confusion. I think it's all just designed just to keep us all separate when we're waking up to the truth that we're really one.
Yeah, we already are.
We already are. Yeah.
Yeah, and when we are in silence, we can hear it.
And we can understand one another perfectly.
I have written a little piece about that, about Pure Wind Song. Shall I read it?
Yes,
for you.
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. It was when I sit in silence. I'm practicing that, you know. And then this came to me. The most pure voice I have ever heard sounds like a song in the wind. When I feel the peace in my heart and all is silence, my inner knowing is within my own heart. And the vibration of my inner now is one from heaven. I hear the song of my inner voice singing answers to me when I ask a question to my inner mirror, the mirror of my heart, the silence within. I feel heavenly vibrations through my body, connection between above and below, confirmed by every breath I take.
Wow.
Prachtig. It is fantastic. Geweldig.
Yeah. Thank you.
Can we have a copy of that as well,
please? I just love focusing on things that keep us all similar, you know, on our similarities. I'll give you one, and it doesn't matter where in the world you're from. And this is something we have all done. Have you ever walked into a room and then wondered why you went in there? Like, what did I
do it every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all do that.
That's familiar to you, you know,
we all do that. Or have you ever fallen asleep late in the afternoon and woke up after dark and you didn't know what day it was?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
What is that?
Senility.
It's the stuff we all do. You know, we all do this.
Yeah.
And when we're laughing out loud, we all make the same sound.
Yeah.
And we all bleed red.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
It's all been a hoax, folks. It's been a hoax to keep us all separated. We're all really one.
Yeah, we are really. It all happened at Babel, didn't it? Tower of Babel or Babel,
yeah.
Or whatever it's called.
Exactly. Yeah, it started there.
Yeah.
Well, we can go
and
back.
We're still babbling. Still
we've
babbling.
Been babbling on ever since.
Yeah.
Anyway,
who have we got?
I just want to say that they divided us, but that just makes us stronger, okay? It's not like divide and conquer, it's divide and rule. Because now we come from all different sides and all different sounds and all different languages, and we all express love. So
that was why. Yeah. It was keep us all fighting amongst themselves while they ran off with all the money and the power.
Yeah.
It's different now. We're waking up and we're really, really, really realizing that the power is within us. And all we have to do is just stop giving it away to entities that do not necessarily have our best interests at heart.
That's
and
true.
Develop
take
our gifts.
Back your power.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How beautiful is that?
Mm. Anyway, we haven't got the name of the guest next week, but it's going to be another fantastic show as usual. It will be week 33, a special number. So that's next week. And we have 33 therapists in the chat room right this minute. So they've been sending out healing all evening to anybody that needs it out there. So if you've been meditating, don't forget to drink loads of water to ground yourself and to release toxins.
Yes. Go be in nature. Go hug a tree. Ground your energy.
Yeah. Drink potatoes. Eat potatoes as well.
Eat potatoes. Yes.
Yeah, they're really good
and
for growing yourself.
Eat lots of meatloaf.
Okay. I thought potatoes were not that good to eat.
Well, they're very grounding because they come from Mother Earth, don't they? They are born in the ground.
You can also work in a garden with your hands in the ground.
Yes.
That's very healing therapeutic, isn't it? Not just because you get dirt down your fingernails, but because the plants also give off loads of oxygen, which is very healing in the daytime. So that all helps.
We've got about a minute left.
Yeah, we better say good night and thank you to everybody.
Yes, we had. Thank you all. Thank you, all, everyone, for calling in. Thank you, Sensan, for being our guest.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Carlos. Thank you, Will.
Graag gedaan, Jolanda.
Thank you.
And all the
others. Shall we then?
And all others.
Shall we then?
Yeah. Good night.
Yeah.
Good
luck. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Abundance.
I'm going to let Marika lead.
We do the abundance, and I bow to each and every one of you in the chat room. Thank you very much
thank
for being
you, everybody.
Here. See you next week. Love you all.
I love you
bye,
all.
Bye, everyone.
Love you too.